And it's 2:10. Danny Pike, Monday afternoon. Hope you are well. Let's start off with some sound advice today. And it's technical advice today from Fevzi Turkap. We're talking gadgets. Fevzi is the gadget detective and joins us now. Hi, Fevzi.
Hello.
Thanks a lot for your time again this afternoon. And you're starting off with something that might be useful for musicians and the like.
Yeah, and it's really... I want to talk about two products from Korg. And Korg, K-O-R-G, is been around for a long time and is a well-known, one of the best manufacturers of synthesizers. And synthesizers obviously have been used, you know, since the 70s and before, and they used to be the size of a house and then they got smaller and smaller. And now they produce some really good hardware synthesizers, but they've done a very interesting thing. On the 22nd of March, Korg released software versions of two of their most popular synthesizers, the Op6 and the Wavestate. So these are synthesizers that normally, if you were to buy them in hardware form, they would cost you somewhere around £500. Have a small keyboard, you know, 3-octave or so keyboard, and you know, some knobs and dials and a little small screen. And the advantage is that, you know, you can plug it in, use it, and that's it. But the thing is, not everyone wants that, because you may already have synthesizers, you may not want to keep buying more physical keyboards, you may want a bigger keyboard, you may have a nice big keyboard at home, or you may just want to, you know, run it from a sequencer on your computer so that, you know, you can just program in the sounds and have it play. So what's really interesting about modern synthesizers is that many of them are in fact software programs running within the physical synthesizer. You know, it's the synthesizer is a dedicated computer with a keyboard built in and a bunch of knobs and a small screen. But now what they've done is they've launched the true software versions of these, the Korg Op6 and the Korg Wavestate. So they're called Korg Op6, that's O-P-S-I-X, and I'll explain why in a minute, native, and Korg Wavestate native. And they're not emulations of the synthesizers. They are the synthesizers. They're the same sound generating engine, but this time it runs on Windows or Mac.
So let the rest of us catch up. So if Korg make these, you know, very unique noises or sounds that the synthesizers are famous for, you get exactly that, but from a piece of software.
Yes, and actually, so there are some. So there are pros and cons. So hardware is good because, you know, there's knobs to twiddle, and it's a sort of more visceral experience, and some people like that. And particularly if you're, you know, wanting to do a live performance, you know, it's good to have that. Software is good because you don't keep having to rebuy the hardware. You know, you don't have to buy another keyboard, you don't have to buy another dedicated computer running inside a synthesizer to do it, and instead of working with a small screen, you work with a big computer screen, where instead of what they call menu diving, you know, like where you go, okay, this parameter, I want to change it, select this parameter, change the value, select this. And it's not always intuitive, although I have to say Korg have done a good job with the hardware version. But with the software, you can see all the settings, all the parameters at once, and change them, you know, intuitively, and you get a much bigger picture and much, much easier. So a lot of people, for example, would design new sounds on the software version because it's easier to work with, and then maybe transfer them over to the hardware. Now, the Op6 is interesting. Op6 stands for six operators. And when I was a boy, my first synthesizer was something called a Yamaha DX7, which was the first really influential and successful digital synth. Before that, everything was these big brassy synths like Oberheims and Rolands and all of this. And Yamaha came with this completely new way of synthesizing sounds using operators, which were sine waves. And you could combine six sine waves in different ways and have these really natural sounding and different sounding and clean sounding sounds. But the Yamaha DX7 was a pain in the bottom to program. I mean, it was I was a computer programmer and I struggled with it, but I managed it. But what this does, the Op6 from Korg, the software and hardware versions, allows you even to load those old sounds, the parameters, all the settings of the old sounds from nearly 40 years ago, and obviously I was just, you know, an embryo when I was doing this, but
naturally.
Nearly 40 years ago, and you can convert, you can just translate them. They're compatible with the OP6, and you can get those classic sounds. And if you want to know, say, what it would sound like, think of Whitney Houston, the electric piano sound on Saving All My Loving for You. It's a classic, sort of beautiful electric piano sound, and it can do so much more. But whilst the OP6 is compatible with the DX7 and the DX7 sounds and patches, it can do so much more. It's so much more powerful, can produce a much wider variety of sounds, and also 32-note polyphony. That's to say you can play 32 notes at once, which is nice because if you've got chords with a long sort of decaying sound, you don't want them chopped off as you go move to new chords. So that's the Korg OP6, and I just really find it interesting because this is not an emulation of the hardware. It is the same engine made by the same manufacturer.
And what sort of price is that come in at then, that
right,
piece
of
software?
That's a very good question. So the hardware version, about £500. Mm-hmm. The software version, as I say, just launched, is $199. But until tomorrow, and this is why I've rushed to do this, because you know, normally I would spend a lot more time with these synthesizers, but the reason why I've rushed to do it is because until tomorrow, it's $149, which I think is about £113. So just over a fifth of the price, assuming you've already got the computer to run it on. And a lot more flexible because you can run different instances of it in your software. So you can actually have multiple copies of it running at the same time, playing different sounds.
It could
do everything. So that's the OP6. You've got the wave state as well. I want to play you, if I can.
Oh, hang on, here we go.
It's demonstration
purposes only.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, this is me just holding an iPad up to the microphone, so you'll forgive the sound quality, but just want to give you a blast of the OP6.
Are you Giorgio Moroder in disguise, pal?
I wish.
Well, there's a lot going on there. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's enough of that.
I think my only question, I think, really, Fevzi, is this strikes me as very late to the party because there are lots of other synthesizers you can have on your tablet for years, but there's only one Korg, I guess, is what you're going to say in response.
Well, so Korg do a lot of stuff on iOS and iPad OS for tablets, and they've got a great range. These particular ones aren't available on that platform.
Right.
They may become so because actually Macs and iPads are now very similar in terms of their hardware, so it wouldn't be that hard for them to redo it. But there is a benefit to the larger screen. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would say, there are others that do software synthesizers. For example, Roland have recreated their software synthesizers, but they tend to do it on a subscription basis, which, you know, it has
its benefit.
You
want to buy it once and want to use it forever, don't you?
Yeah, really? I kind of a bit old school when it comes to, I just kind of want to own it, or at least own the right to use it and not have to rent it. Just because otherwise you're renting your synthesizers and, you know, when you stop paying, you lose it. It's a bit like, that's the equivalent of a streaming service, isn't it? You've got access to all these things, but the minute you stop paying, you lose everything. Whereas this is the equivalent of having a record collection.
Well, that's very interesting. I mean, that's for quite a niche audience, though, I'd imagine, but they can go and discover it for themselves. Give us something else that we should know about this week, tech-wise.
In terms of story or the second gadget?
I think your second item, because the second item, people can find out for themselves.
Yeah, so the second item, very similar. So it's again from Korg. It's called the Wave State Native, and it is, again, the software reincarnation of the Wave State hardware synthesizer. Same price deal as well. Oh, and by the way, if you already own the hardware version, you can get the software one for $49.
Which is
rude not to at that price, frankly. But so both of them, same deal. If you're interested, there is a free trial version which has got almost all the same functions, but only works for 20 minutes at a time. What I suggest is download that, try it, make sure it runs on your computer well, and then if you're happy with it and want it, if you want it, then I'd kind of grab it today because I'm not sure what time tomorrow the deal ends.
Okay.
So I tend to grab it today to be on the safe side. And you know, £113, you know, it's not that bad.
It's almost worth a punt, that, isn't it, Fevzi? Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I think so.
So tell us about, finally, security cameras today and something we should be looking out for.
Yeah, so there's a brand of camera, sort of budget security cameras that you can have in your home that connect to the internet from a company called Wyze, W-Y-Z-E. And they have been known for a long time of producing reasonably good quality cameras for very little money, you know, £20 to £50, that sort of thing, instead of like Nest cameras that might cost you, say, a couple of hundred. And quite good features, like, you know, you have a little memory card in it, so you can just record it onto the memory card. You don't have to record it in the cloud if you don't want to. So those have been around for a long time, and they've been a popular favourite, and people like me have recommended them in the past. It now transpires, there's a security company called Bitdefender, who do antivirus, and it transpires that 3 years ago, they notified Wise of a security flaw with the version one of their camera, which meant that it was hackable, and not only hackable, that people could examine the contents of the memory card. So not just watch your live video feed, but look at all the recorded highlights, because you know that these cameras, they don't necessarily record everything. They maybe when there's a movement. So even a hacker wouldn't have to wait around for something interesting to happen. They could just do that. Now, the reason why this is a story is Wyze, W-Y-Z-E, took 3 years to tell anybody about this. They didn't fix it in the version one of the camera. And so if you have a camera with the brand Wyze on it, it's a small, I'm looking at one now, it's a small white camera with a square camera with a black circle on it and a grey sort of Z-shaped stand. And they're very, very common. If you've got one of those, please check what version of it that you have. If you've got the version one, I'd suggest throwing it in the bin, because there's nothing that you can do to secure that camera. The firmware, the software built in, is not upgradable. Okay. The versions 2 and 3, you can update. So the interesting thing is, anyone can make a mistake, but companies should not wait 3 years to fix it.
Fevzi, I think what we'll do is we'll go back to Wyze and ask them for their comment on whether they have updated their security. And I appreciate your time this week. Fevzi Turk out, the gadget detective